El Salvador certainly made waves last year when it embraced Bitcoin as legal tender, hoping to revitalize its economy and attract foreign investments.
Yes, the plan initially involved the government regularly buying Bitcoin to demonstrate a solid commitment to the cryptocurrency.
However, a recent review by the IMF uncovered that El Salvador had actually stopped acquiring Bitcoin back in February, coinciding with a significant loan agreement with the IMF.
This discrepancy is quite concerning, as it contradicts the Salvadoran officials' claims of continuous daily Bitcoin purchases, casting doubt on the credibility and sustainability of their Bitcoin strategy, especially considering the volatile nature of the cryptocurrency market.
It's a critical situation for El Salvador. On one hand, they aim to boost their economy and attract investments through Bitcoin adoption.
But on the other hand, the IMF's findings point to a halt in Bitcoin purchases, raising questions about the transparency and honesty of the country's approach.
Exactly. If the unverified claims of daily Bitcoin acquisitions are brought to light, El Salvador could face heightened scrutiny from financial institutions and investors, potentially impacting their economic stability and global reputation.
The key here is transparency. El Salvador must address these discrepancies openly to maintain trust both locally and on the international stage.
Absolutely. The way El Salvador handles the situation will not only influence its own future, but could also have broader implications for how Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are perceived worldwide. It's a pivotal moment for the country's Bitcoin experiment.
The spotlight is on El Salvador, and how they navigate through this will shape not just their economic path, but also the global perception of cryptocurrencies.